Austin hits 40 tonight. Can you just put into your own words what we're seeing from him this season?
I think I've used a lot of my words on him, but there's been so much to talk about all season long. You know, it's just so great to see him get rewarded offensively because, you know, he puts a lot of pressure on himself, or at least, you know, knows that he has great responsibility to produce for our team offensively, and he delivers on it. He's delivering on it at such a great rate. Nice to see him get that accomplishment here tonight. And really, he just deserves it just because of how much work he's put in, first of all, in the offseason. For himself to prepare for this, he's come in, I think, on a mission this season, really make a statement in all areas of his game, and he's put in such great work defensively and away from the puck, you know, that you want to see him, you know, reach the goals that he has for himself, and they're lofty goals, but clearly he keeps setting the bar even higher.
Next up, we'll go to Chris Johnston, Sportsnet. Go ahead, Chris.
Just to follow up on that, Sheldon, you know, what told you he was on that mission? Is that something you got from him just in your direct conversations, or something that you observed, I guess, in the way he was?
Yeah, I think I look at actions, right from the day one of training camp. You know, we had a really difficult training camp. I know the media wasn't in to watch it, but we had a real challenging training camp. And you know, when a player of Austin's caliber comes in and is, first of all, prepared for it, but secondly, goes out on the ice and you know, is leading the charge for our group in terms of work ethic and competitiveness, attention to detail. You know, it was very clear that he was ready to bring his game to another level, and of course, in turn, bring our whole team's game to another level. That's the caliber of player that he is, caliber of person that he is. And again, just tremendous to see him get rewarded for that and here. And you know, he's not going to slow down. I have no doubts. He's just going to keep pushing himself on our team just keep getting better here.
Next up, we'll go to Kevin McGran, Toronto Star. Go ahead, Kevin.
Sheldon, you have a lot of extremely talented players at various levels in their career, early career, mid-career, late career. When you have that much talent as a coach, does it make it easier to coach a team or harder to coach a team?
I think every team has its, you know, has its unique challenges, unique strengths. You know, we've got a lot of talent. We got a lot of great personalities on the team. You know, of course, you know, I've got to make it all work, and I've got to, you know, put those guys in positions to succeed, and I got to challenge them and push them, you know, to really look to exceed their potential, not just reach their potential, but exceed what they or others might think their potential is. And, you know, every time you look at a coaching team, I think you take the talent every time, and fortunate to be in the position that I am and coach these guys.
Next up, we'll go to Luke Fox, Sportsnet. Go ahead, Luke.
Hi, Sheldon. Pierre Engvall's been kind of fighting to carve a role with the team. What have you made of his last couple games? Where are you at with him, his game right now?
Well, he's found a way to score in both of the last two games that he's played for us here, and that's really great to see. That helps his confidence, of course. But reality is, you know, that's not why he wasn't playing, hasn't been playing here of late. It has nothing to do with production. We need Pierre to be really competitive, physical on the puck, win puck battles, be strong defensively, do little things to help our team win, and any production that comes from that would be great. But you know, I just think he's got so much more to give to our team, you know, outside of any offensive production or anything like that. And until he finds that level, he's going to find himself, you know, continuing to search to look to see, you know, when his next opportunity might come.
And the last one here, we'll go to Francois Gagnon, RDS. Go ahead, Francois.
Thank you. Sheldon, I'm sure that my colleagues in Toronto ask you many questions on that, so I'm sorry to go there, but to say that the power play has been struggling, I think, would be an understatement. When you look at all the firepower that you have, does that make it easier to deal with the situation, and do you look at it as, well, when it's going to go, it's going to be just even better, or you're concerned by what is going on?
Well, I think we had a real high level of concern, you know, for a real stretch of time there, I really think since we came off our last road trip when we were out there in Vancouver, we scored a power play goal in each of our two games in Vancouver, and we were in Winnipeg for two games. I thought our power play at times looked as dangerous as it's been all season. We haven't had a whole lot of opportunities, you know, since then, other than, you know, these two games here against Montreal, we had opportunities. Wasn't very good yesterday, but I liked a lot about it today. We hit a post, hit a puck just on the goal line. We had looks. So you look at the large sample and you include, you know, the 6 weeks or so that it was really, really bad and didn't produce anything for us. You look at that big sample and yes, it's really struggling, but it, you look at the chances we've produced here in the last five or six games. There's a lot of signs of life to it. And we can't dwell on what's happened here in the past. We just got to focus on each day that comes ahead here. We want it to go over the line and we want greater production from it. Our players want greater production, but you know, we see lots of really positive signs in the process. I mean, I think, you know, again here today, I think, you know, the first power play we had early in the game when a lot of our power play guys that we used were really tired. It was kind of a chaotic one, but after that, I thought our power play spent a ton of time in the offensive zone, moved the puck around pretty good. So we just gotta stay with that. I mean, the elite power plays in the league, you know, they're scored one out of every four. That's the best of the best, one out of every four. And, you know, we've been right in that neighborhood here in the last little while. In particular, we look at the chances we've generated. We feel like it's going to fall for us.